Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
And Karma.
And thank you for downloading another... Or a finally, a bonus episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. Wow. Well, we knew something would bring us back. I did not expect it to be Big Brother.
Well, yeah, I didn't expect there to be any TV for like a year and a half. So
truly. And then all of a sudden, just like, boom, 2 weeks ago, they're like, guess what? Big Brother's coming. It wasn't even 2 weeks ago. It was like a week and a half ago.
I know. And I'm like, okay, so like, how is this because normally Big Brother lasts like what 100 something days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so is this gonna go all the way into like November, December?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I mean, I don't even know if CBS knows at this point.
I would guess yes, but I don't know. Who's to know? I'm trying to look and see if it has any information on the like interwebs, but I'm not seeing anything about. But I would guess it's got to run around the same amount. Don't you think?
I mean, you would think.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. So Big Brother, All-Stars, let's get into it.
Big Brother, All-Stars in air quotes, because I don't know.
There's maybe like two All-Stars.
Yeah. I mean, okay, in fairness, there's a lot of them that... are like from seasons long ago,
right,
before I even watched, so probably 100%. Like half the people I've literally like never seen them play, so I guess I can't really speak to that. But the people from the more recent seasons, I'm like, okay,
you're like, that I wouldn't put you in the all-star category, but
right,
got it.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Well, I mean, the deal with them, with Big Brother, is they've just sequestered everybody for a few weeks. I know they had extras that could get swapped in or out in case somebody tested positive or whatever. So people have been tested multiple times. They've been sequestered for a few weeks. They're, you know, now they're in there. Now they're sequestered for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. And I mean, this is, I guess, this is the competition show you have during a pandemic. Because
you're
there.
You're tucked away.
Yeah. They were doing quarantine before it was like popular.
Yeah.
So, oh God, where do we even start? Should we, like, of the people that are on the show, who would you consider to be like an all-star that we know of?
That we know of, Tyler.
Okay. Yep.
And
Nicole.
Well,
the one that won.
I don't like her though, but yeah, I guess
I don't like her either, but I think like you could call her a Big Brother All-Star.
I think
it's fair to say that she's like earned that spot.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Probably Janelle. I mean,
she's been on a lot.
Yeah, she's been on a lot. She's won competitions. She was on one season I watched. I think she came back for like the first All-Stars or something like that. I don't know. And she's been on The Amazing Race.
She came back for Big Brother 14.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I saw her on Amazing Race and I hated her on The Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like her, but you could call her an All-Star too.
Sure, sure. But like, I feel like that's kind of where it ends for All-Stars. Like, I love Davon. She's one of my favorite. But, like, she was evicted. She got 16th place on her first season, which is the very first person out, and then 11th place on her second season.
Yeah, so she wasn't even on the jury. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we don't really know because we haven't really seen her play, but...
But, like... Is she all-star worthy? Probably
David
not.
David also literally got eliminated first last season. And they're like, here, come on back, David. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're like, all-star? Question mark, question mark, question mark?
Yeah, he's probably the least all-star of them all. And
yeah,
they
truly.
They saved him for last to introduce him. I'm like...
You're like, for real? And he was, like, kind of a major dick, right? Like, I know he
From
was
what
evicted.
I remember.
He was evicted first, but that was when they had the, like, battle back season. So he was still, like, around for a while.
Yeah.
But I just remember him being an ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, this, whatever. Whatever. It's going to be very interesting because they're all just kind of whatever. There's only a couple people that I'd really put up there in, like, a top tier category, and
right.
I would suspect if anyone's smart that they're going to get rid of them first,
right?
Try to eliminate the biggest threats first, but you know, you never know. People are always not that smart. So
there's a man named Enzo,
And he's trash. And then I realized everyone who's named Enzo is trash. Sorry if you're named Enzo, but like. Does anyone know a good Enzo?
No.
They don't exist.
They don't exist.
So, and that's not even his actual name. He just goes by Enzo. That's a choice.
So that's even worse.
That's a choice. Yay, yay, yay. All right. So of the people that you haven't seen before, is there someone that you're like, I love this person?
Kevin. Obviously.
100%.
Obviously.
I also like the nerdy guy who won.
Ian.
Yeah. I like him, but like also
I don't think he's gonna make it that far though, because he's extremely smart.
Yeah, and
like extremely smart.
And seems pretty socially awkward. So like I don't know how he's gonna do with the social part of the game, but I don't know. I didn't watch him compete.
But here's the thing. This season, even though it's all stars, is also so different from normal seasons because it's a completely different demographic of people inside the house. I mean, they are definitely much older than average. I mean, the average age on Big Brother is probably like 22.
Yeah.
And during a normal season.
Exactly.
The average age on this season is probably like 35. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're older. Most of them are married or in serious relationships.
They've got
Most
kids.
Of them have kids. So I think just the social dynamics are going to be completely different this season than they usually are.
Yeah. Literally,
you know
no
I mean?
One's hooking up with anyone. There's not going to be.
I'm a
like,
little disappointed.
I am disappointed, but like there's no one, unless people start like cheating on their.
But
partners.
You can't do that because you're on live feeds.
Exactly. I mean, people do it, but like you shouldn't.
It's
just like I don't see a world where there's any showmances. So it's going to be more, you know, interpersonal relationship based.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird, but it's going to be interesting.
Yes.
I mean, they started live feeds last night, so I obviously watched them. As soon as the episode ended, I went to the live feeds to kind of like take a look at that, and everyone was pretty awkward and standoffish, and I was like, this is why we don't normally get live feeds on day one. We wait till they get to know each other a little bit. But then I like 15 minutes ago saw the Big Brother daily like live tweet of the live streams, and everyone's talking shit on everyone already. So they're already like in it.
Yeah.
Nicole F and Danny were both like, oh yeah, Nicole A invited me to be on our podcast and we just ghosted her. And I'm like, oh, so you guys are mean girls now to sweet little Nicole. But
yeah,
you know, whatever. It's already people are being bitchy. So I'm here for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously. I mean, most of the people on the show are bitchy, like, and were bitchy during their season. Like,
yeah,
really bitchy.
So I think it has the potential to be pretty explosive.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the actual episode. So,
oh, okay.
It was a live.
Everything was live.
Live, which was like
probably a mistake.
Yeah. Woof. So it was all live. And they introduced four house guests at a time. And when they moved in, quote unquote, to the house, they immediately started a challenge where they had to like go into the backyard, get a clue, find a thing, and then roll a ball through a maze bullshit.
Yeah.
They all had 4 minutes to complete this. The first two that completed it got to go on to an HOH competition. So the first four girls go in and they find their thing and they have to go to the furthest point on the maze. Their ball has to roll to the furthest point on the maze. So it's like the most difficult position. And only one of them completed it. So only one got to move on to the HOH competition. So then they introduce the first four boys and they have to roll their ball into the closest hole. So they got the easiest roll, and I'm like, well, that's some bullshit. Everyone should have to go to the exact same place because that's the only way that's fair,
right? And exactly,
and two boys finish it quickly because they get to go to the easy spot, and and I'm like, wow, well, let's see what the next group gets. The next group, another four girls, they go to, so there's two spots that are equally as far away from the beginning. The girls go to the other spot, so both of the girl teams have to go to the most difficult, and in that second girl team, only one completed it in the 4 minutes as well. So I'm like, what in the hell? So they gave the girls the difficult ones and the boys the easy ones, and then the last four set of boys also got another easy roll.
Like right in the middle, like the easiest one on the whole board.
Because you can't roll off. Like all the other ones were on the outskirts, so the ball could just roll off of the maze. Yeah. Well, in the center, it was trapped. It wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is some fucking nonsense, because the boy groups each got two competitors in the HOH, and the girl groups, I only got one. And I'm like, This is like competition 101. If you're trying to make it fair, you just have everyone going to the same spot. So it's the same level of difficulty for everyone who's competing.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They made it difficult and already, screwed the girls out of, two girls out of the potential of competing in the HOH competition. And shocking, one of the boys won it. But he won it in impressive time. He beat the HOH competition in 22 seconds, which is insane. The next closest was a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So whatever. Target on that guy's back. Who was that even won?
Cody.
I saw the name Cody rumored and I thought it was the other Cody. The Jessica and Cody.
Yeah. No, I don't think he would come back.
No, he hated that show.
Yeah.
The whole time he's like, this is miserable. But so it's the other Cody. You know, Cody and Jessica are having another baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's pregnant again.
Didn't she just give birth?
I feel like.
Maybe a year ago.
It was a year or so ago.
Yeah.
But so they're married. They've got one baby and another baby coming. It's like, damn.
I mean, I guess if that's what you want.
do what you want with your body, but yikes.
Yeah.
So so everything was live and really awkward because, editing makes things interesting.
Yes.
And when you don't edit,
it's just a lot of balls rolling.
A lot of rolling balls. And people failing and it going miserably. They also tried to go into the have-nots room and couldn't even get through the door. And eventually were just like, let's go to commercial break.
They were like, I think the door's locked. I'm like, why would you need to lock that door? Why does that door even have a lock?
Yeah, why would it ever be locked?
Yeah.
To avoid people from going in there before they want them to? But no one's exploring the house.
No, yeah.
Whatever, so stupid. So stupid. And so also,
I literally don't know if or how they ever got in that room.
Did it happen? Did it not happen?
I don't know.
It probably did. When I was watching the live feeds, the people, the have-nots were not really around. So they probably did get moved in. They have to, whoopsie. maybe I should figure out a way to not have my phone giving us notifications, but whatever. The other thing was Julie kept trying to talk to them and be like, all right, everyone sit down or everyone pay attention or whatever. And they were all just like, fuck you, Julie. We're doing what we want. And she's like, seriously? Hello? I mean, is anyone listening to me? I'm like, no, Julie. No one's listening to you.
No, Julie.
We don't respect you anymore.
No, exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah. And also, like, why are you doing all this live? Like, it's so awkward. Like, here, we're going to bring out everyone to introduce themselves to you, but you can't talk to them or hug them or ask their name. You have to just sit down and shut up and move on to the next group. Like, that's so awkward.
Yeah. She did not need to be there.
Like, what? Yeah.
They could have zoomed her in just like every other TV show is doing.
Yeah.
But then she wouldn't have been able to stand in her corkboard dress.
You can't sit in the corkboard dress. Yeah,
that's true. Oh, Lord. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I like some of the people.
I'm excited regardless.
Oh, big time.
Even though, like, because the names on the rumor list, I was like, oh, my gosh, wow. And then what we actually got, I was like, oh, okay.
It's like that meme, like online and reality, yeah, of like exactly. What we actually like, got.
Okay, who is Keisha? I don't know.
Never heard of her.
But you know, someone's got to go first.
Who do you think is going to go first?
I don't know because Cody, like I said, is a little bitch, and I feel like. Even though this is an all-star season, I still feel like there's going to be, like, a boys versus girls.
Ugh, yeah.
And I do feel like it'll probably, like, they'll probably say that, like, probably Devon is an easy target because she never, like, made it to jury before. So, like, why, you know, just kick her out now? Or David or Keisha, because who's Keisha?
Was Cody one of the two guys that was, like... in some stupid alliance, like one of the big alliances?
Yeah.
Who was the other one? Memphis?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was Memphis was with Dan.
Memphis and Cody?
And Cody was with Derek. And Dan and Derek are like the two best Big Brother players to ever play the game. And right. Then it's like Memphis and Cody like ride their coattails.
So I wonder if Cody will go after Memphis.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I think he's going to go after girls.
They always do. They always do.
Or it'll be like Nicole A because everyone thinks she's annoying because, you know, she kind of is. But like, she's not a threat to anyone.
No. No. Even though she made it far, but like she made it far. I don't know how she made it far socially.
I don't.
I think she was just like a, you know, someone to have around that wasn't a threat.
Yeah.
But whatever. Then she just got. Kicked right on off third place. That would suck.
It was with a showmance though. I'm like, what chance did she have? Like, really?
Yeah. It was gonna be the showmance because then, like, regardless of who wins, they both kind of won.
Yeah.
You know, so that's easy. My bet is gonna be that he's gonna go. Him and Memphis should really pair up.
Yeah.
They should. That's what they should do.
They should pair. They're going to pair up because they're going to be like, everyone thinks Dan and Derek pulled us along, but we are good at playing the game too.
Yeah. And I think because he's like he's a season, what, 16?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to go after newer people first. Bailey's screwed. I think Bailey's going to get kicked off real fast.
Yeah, she's annoying too.
And maybe Christmas, because Christmas is like a physical threat.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah, I'm going to vote Bailey's the first person eliminated. Because
I never liked Bailey, so I wouldn't cry about it. But there's other people that should go before her.
Oh, 100%. Or it won't be Keisha because Keisha's in the same season as was in the same season as Memphis, and if those two pair up, he's gonna try to protect her.
Yeah. Well, I do think there's more like old school people than new school people, so I think the old school people's gonna be a survivor.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. They're gonna just be like, all right, let's get rid of all the newbies. They don't deserve to be here. Oy vey. Well, man, Big Brother. I'm excited. I'm obviously going to be watching live feeds later today and for the next however long they're on. Because I love a live feed. Although they're normally very boring, but every once in a while, you get some juicy, juicy gossip.
Yeah, you have to wait till like after like a competition or after a nomination or something, and then you get like the gossip.
Right, right. But I mean, it does, according to Twitter, it looks like they're already going hard on the live feeds. And I'm like, y'all, it's day two.
Yeah. Well, listen, they're all stars.
That's true. That's
true. They don't have time to mess about.
No. They're like, we know the way this is going to go. We need to just get to it now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm excited. We did get other really excellent news yesterday in the reality TV world. Love Island US will be returning on August 24th. So I'm like, hell yeah. So we're getting no hooking up on Big Brother, but we should be getting plenty of hooking up on Love Island.
Yep.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. They're going to like take care of that somewhere. Because like I've always been like, oh, showmance is so gross. But then like I'm like, oh, man, no showmances.
I know. I thought the same thing. I'm like,
so
wait
boring.
A minute. Yeah.
That's not good. Yeah. That's going to be a big bummer. Ugh. Any other thoughts about Big Brother?
I mean, just like, wow. The world we're in.
Truly. What a mess.
I mean, at least there's Big Brother.
Yeah. That's 3 days a week. Already penciled in. I got a plan for those 3 days.
Yeah.
Which is good. And then when Love Island starts, that's 5 days a week. That's every weekday.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank God. And 24/7 live feeds, like.
Yeah. That's true.
This was what I've been needing in this pandemic.
Like,
please. Baseball's back, but that's bound to be canceled soon. Because people just keep testing positive. And like, I don't know how that's going to work. Because they've got to, like, then shut down teams for, like, a week or so. And then they miss all of those games. And they're basically not taking any days off already. And then, like, when do you make that up? And then at what point is it too, like, baseball fucked up. Basketball is doing great. But baseball, they fucked up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How, if you could describe your quarantine experience in three words, what would it be?
Hot.
Oh, okay.
Like sweaty hot.
Yeah.
Not like hot.
Yeah.
No, like sweaty hot. I don't have air conditioning. Okay.
Oh, don't you have like a little baby one?
Yeah, but it barely works. It helps, but it's like not.
It's not. It doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. And just honestly, I don't mind it that much.
Yeah.
I don't mind it that much. I mean, the shittiest part is that I can't like see people that I like.
Yeah.
But I don't mind staying home,
hard
hanging
same.
Out, watching TV, playing games, like eating, cooking, baking, saving money. I'm not doing shit, so I'm just like putting money away.
I'm shopping and I shouldn't be shopping, but then I'm like, oh, you know what I need is this. Did I? Probably not. But you know, now I have it.
Yeah,
it's weird. So you only actually used one word to describe your quarantine experience, and it was hot.
It is hot.
Because
normally during the summer, like, you go, like, to the mall or to the beach or something.
Movies,
you know,
or something to get, like, nice, cool.
Like, yeah. Some relief, some AC. But I'm not going to the damn beach or the damn mall or anywhere.
Hell no.
So.
Hell no.
Mm-mm. I'm not even, and I'll, to go out to eat at, people are like losing their mind to go eat out at restaurants, and it's all outside dining.
They're
like,
just eating in a parking lot.
Yeah, I'm like, that's way worse. That's not even patio seating.
Yeah.
You're in the parking lot, homie.
Yeah. Mi Casa, my favorite Mexican restaurant of all time, yesterday just launched their patio seating, which is the parking lot. But they did like put down like fake grass, and it's all fenced in with like cute like white picket fences or like hedges. So it does look like a patio, but it is 100% just in the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, at least they put down something. They so put you're something not on down. Asphalt.
Yeah. It does look really cute. Josh is like, we are not going there. And I said, that is fair. Because people, especially here, are dumb. I don't know what it is about Orange County that's just like, we're not wearing masks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I fully support takeout. Like, go get your takeout and bring it home for sure. But like, I don't need to sit down in the middle of a parking lot with a waiter wearing full protective body gear. Like, that seems so awkward to me.
I do want to go support Shasta because I do love her. But
just be like, Shasta, hey girl, here's a 10. See you later.
Exactly. Like, just truly. Like, here's some cash.
Yeah.
Love you, mean it. See you in like, I don't know, a year.
Yeah.
When things are good enough that I can come and sit inside with you again.
Yeah.
My quarantine experience has been exhausting. Hot. Again, not in the sexy way.
No, just sweaty.
In the sweaty way. Exhausting, hot, and educational. I've been reading
books.
I've been reading books, you guys. Things have gotten dire.
Yeah.
I am on... I think I just finished my 14th book since... like May. Like, I didn't really start reading until May when I was like, all right.
You've exhausted all your options.
You're like, I'm like, you got to put down Animal Crossing. You cannot go this hard every day. Yeah. And then I started picking up books. Wow. Who is she?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
I look in the mirror and I'm like, why? Actually, no, it's good. I do enjoy reading. I know that's a weird statement, but I enjoy it now because I'm getting better at it. Not that I didn't know how to read. I obviously knew how to read, but I'm just like I'm just a very slow reader.
Yeah.
Like, I would read things like it was being read out loud, like it was being spoken. So it would take me forever to get through things because I was reading it like as if the conversations were actually happening.
When I read, I like, I can read the same thing like 10 times but not actually like comprehend it in my brain because you're like not actually like listening to your own voice in your head.
Right. I have to listen to the voice fully in my head to actually get it. Like, I want to know every word of the book. And now, like, I still do know every word of the book, but I'm reading it faster. I'm not reading it at the speed of very slow. A bedtime story. Like, I'm not reading bedtime story speed. So I miss podcasting so hard.
Well, we're doing it right now.
I know. But like, I've missed it.
Yeah.
Very hard. But also like, I'm nothing. Like, not... Go ahead.
I'm not watching wrestling. So
no, me either.
I do know that Brandi Rhodes is acting a fool.
I feel like a lot of people are acting a fool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, lots of people acting a fool. Lots of people are no longer working for WWE. Like, Kairi Sane's gone. Rusev's gone. But Kyrie
fired Rusev. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Kyrie just didn't renew her contract.
100%. She was like, I'm going back to Japan. Bye.
Oh, yeah. So, and I'm like, God bless you. Yeah. Like, truly.
So she's just taking off. And I mean, whatever. All sorts of weird, creepy shit has happened. Everyone's a perv.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like a lot has happened in like not a cute way with wrestling.
Yeah.
That like I don't have any interest in really watching it or being involved in it or following it or reading about it. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm much more invested in Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
And Animal Crossing and fucking books. Like, that's where I'm at, is I'm far more invested in a lot of other in things.
Books. Yeah.
when is this going to be over?
Probably January 21st, 2021.
You think so? Like, I feel like that's starting to become an ambitious goal, that by January 2021, it's going to be like, hug your friends again. Like, I think it's going to be a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's why I try not to think about it.
That's probably for the best. It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I think we should probably do weekly updates of Big Brother.
Right.
So we'll be back at some point in the next week or so to talk about Big Brother. Is there anything else that we need to discuss before we take off? Oh, big news. We do have to talk about this really like massive news. Both the Bella twins gave birth to their babies.
Oh, right. And Joe Jonas. Well, and Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas had their baby as well. We only know that baby's name right now. It's Willa, which is cute. They had a baby girl named her Willa. And both of the Bella twins had boys. And they had them one day apart.
Yeah. But you know they're going to wait like a month until their babies look cute. And then they're going to do a joint people 100%. Photo shoot where they release the names and the pictures and all that. Yep, so
for sure.
They're making that chingle off of it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have a baby, at least make exploit it for as much money as you can.
Yeah, truly.
I mean, might as well. So like, that's very exciting. Two boys now to add to the Bella brand.
Okay, but like, so since we don't know Brie and Nikki's baby's names yet, let's take bets on what we think they are.
Okay.
We know they're boys. We know Brie's baby probably starts with a B.
Yep. I'm going to say that Brie's is named Brady.
Brady.
I'm going to go with Brady.
Brady's actually kind of cute. Brady and Birdie.
That'd Brady and Birdie. Part of me wants to go Branch, but I feel like Branch.
I feel like part of Brie Bella wants to go Branch because they were almost going to name Birdie that, and that's a terrible name.
Terrible name. I'm going to go with Brady. Brady's my guess for Brie. Yeah. Nick, what's your guess for Brie?
I think it'll obviously be something with a B. They're all B names. Mm-hmm. I want to say something in nature. So like, I'm going to go with like Barnacle.
I love Barnacle. Barnacle's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so now Nikki, I feel like is much harder because Nikki is a wild card.
Nikki, yes. And so is Artem. Like, what?
Yeah.
What's Artem going to name a baby? I don't know.
And neither of them have ever named a baby. So we don't even have, like, a reference.
Right.
Like, we know that Brie was between Birdie and Branch. So it could be anything from Brady to Barnacle. And it's completely within reason.
Right.
But, like, Nikki. Okay, so what we know about Nikki, she did name her dog Winston.
Yeah.
So she has like that. That's the only like name reference that I have for her is Winston. So like part of me wants to say that she'll do like Ashton or Louie. She might try to go for like a royal, a quote unquote
something
royal name.
Fancy and British sounding.
Yes. Yes. And isn't she like a big giant like Louis Vuitton whore?
Yes.
So like I can see her doing like Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Louis. Louis is going to be my guess.
Wow. Louis is going to go be your guess. Okay, I see it. I see it. But I also, I have no idea what Artem would want to name his child. So I'm just going to go with something Russian sounding. And I'm going to pick Dmitry.
Ooh, there you go. I was going to say Vladimir.
But I don't know that Nikki would go Vladimir, but I do think she could do Dmitry.
I think she could work with Dmitry. But see, yeah. I think that Louis is like a middle ground of like, it's just yeah. like classic enough. And
yeah,
I feel like that would work with his last name, Louis. And like, yeah. I can see oh. it. I can see a world with Louis, but I would like to have Ashton as a backup.
Yeah.
As a backup gift. That's like a half a point. If right. If it's named Ashton, because
okay,
or Aston, not Ashton, no H, A-S-T-O-N,
oh. Aston,
yeah,
oh.
like the car,
you're like the car exactly.
So I'm gonna say Aston or Louis. Those are my mm-hmm. those are my official guesses mm-hmm. for her okay. baby. I feel good about wow. those names.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. I want to know those baby names.
I want to know them. And it's going to be a while.
It's going to be a minute because the baby needs time to keep cooking until it's cute enough for a photo shoot.
Yeah. I mean, after I feel like 2 weeks or so, like as long as it's sleeping.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you can Photoshop yeah. a cute baby, a cute sleeping baby at two months. Yeah. If its coloring's a little off, you just bright it up, make it a little pinker yeah. and you're fine.
Yeah.
So like, hopefully within 2 weeks. I'm going to hope that within hopefully. 2 weeks they have done at least a people interview.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
some photos.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right. Well, there we go. Those are our official guesses on their baby names. My mm-hmm. sister is going to be having a baby on August 14th because in COVID time, you schedule your baby.
Right.
She tried to schedule for the 8th, but there were no availabilities on that day. So she had to settle for the next available day, which was the 14th. Unless, of course.
So she didn't even really get to pick her baby date. They were just like, it's this.
They're
day.
Like, let us know like, what day you'd like to, you know, give birth. And she was like, how about this day? She's like, oh, that one's already been picked by too many people. Because 8-8 is like a good yeah. whatever. And her daughter was born 7-17. So 7-17-17, which is like a fun one. So she's like, maybe I'll get.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be 8-14. Unless the baby decides it's coming early. Because yeah. like if it decides like, hey, I'm running yeah. away, then like
yeah.
the baby's coming. They have no choice. Yeah. But
yeah,
if it doesn't come by the 14th, she's having a baby. She's also having a baby boy. She wow. will not want me to say what the name of the baby boy is on here. So I'm not going to say it. She did tell me, and I will tell you privately, but she is one of the parents that does not like having their child's name anywhere on the internet. So.
All right.
So she does not put it anywhere. So
mm-hmm.
I will not say it here out of respect, but I'll give you a hint. It starts with an H.
Oh.
They're going.
Like the first.
Yeah, I think they're just going to lean into H names. So.
But they're both C names, so...
Cha-cha-cha. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, I kind of... I don't think... Not all of their names were H that they had, like, on the table
yeah.
as options.
Yeah, yeah,
and they
yeah.
just settled on this H name. And the first H name is a family name. So that's where they pulled that yeah. one from. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean... I don't understand why you need to have your babies all match, but whatever.
It seems very 19 kids and counting to me, but, you know.
Absolutely.
More
right?
power to you.
It's a real Duggar situation.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's the biggest news. I can't think if there's any other, like, massive news that has happened.
No, I don't think so. I mean, nothing's more massive than Brie and Nikki having their babies having one day apart.
Truly. And I thought Brie announced it first. And so I'm like, oh, yeah. No. She beat out Nikki and Nikki wanted to have the first grandson. And then Nikki, like an hour later, was like, just kidding. Mine was born the day before. And everyone's like, yeah. Okay, Nikki.
Yeah.
Message received.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So also Mama Bella is like not well.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that at all because that happened in quarantine. But she had a brain tumor and had brain surgery. And the surgery went well, but she's like got a long road to hoe, allegedly. So
yeah.
So obviously like T's and P's for Mama Bella. And yeah, good times. All right. Well, I love you. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Don't lick any doorknobs or toilet seats.
I'll try not to, but you know
when the urge when the urge hits, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Any final words?
You know, just be chill.
Be chill. Stay home.
Be chill. Stay home. Wear a mask, and don't fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. That'll be just our new sign off. Tell people you love that you love them, and please just don't fuck up.
Yeah.
Wear your goddamn mask and wash your hands, you fucking filthy animals. We just attack all the listeners.
Just love and support, baby.
Love and support. Also, fuck you. All right. All right. Love you, mean it. Tell people you love them, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.